Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family and friends. You got Greg Peterson here in lovely, sunny Southern California. I know some of you are probably cringing and are putting on a second sweater in other parts of the country, but there's a reason I moved from Iowa out to Southern California so I could enjoy the weather for a period of time. But I want to introduce my new co-host, Sandra. And Sandra, would you like to share where you're at right now?
Absolutely. I'm in, right now it's semi-sunny Raleigh, North Carolina, a little cloudy, but glad to be here, Greg. Look forward to our show today.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I know several people have actually heard my story as far as how we got involved in Beamer, but before we do that, I want to let everybody know that this is Testimonial Tuesday. And on Testimonial Tuesday, what we like to do is have people share their testimonies in a compliant way of what the Beamer has done for them and the things that they have experienced. So with that, I want to explain what is a compliant testimonial. And with that, we don't mention any disease names common in the medical field. So instead of saying diabetes, you could say blood sugar issues and, you know, different things like that. We don't mention any drug names or the uses of the words pain, cured, treatment. So no drug names, because Beamer does not replace any medications. All right. And the same way also in the use of other what are considered medical terms. So instead of using the word pain, let's use the word discomfort. And trust me, I had the hardest time working as a paramedic for over 30 years. I was always using that four-letter word of pain, but now I've learned how to use discomfort, and everybody understands exactly what I'm saying. All right. And then we do not give our own protocols. That Beamer has its own system, its own basic plan. And this plan has been designed over a 20-year period by these lovely scientists in white lab coats back in the labs with this multi-million dollars of equipment to show that what they have put together works. It's just that it is so simple to use, people think that they need to make it more difficult for it to work. And that's not the case. And that's the beauty of Beamer. So with that, Sandra, can you, since you're new to this, I'm going to throw you right into the fire, young lady, and I would love to hear your testimonial.
Well, mine is kind of short and sweet, Greg. Thank you. I am a registered nurse trained in England and went through a period of my life where I was just actually in a business model and came out of that wanting to help people. And I had heard about Beamer and I knew it couldn't do anything for me because I'm healthy. I mean, I focus on health. And some friends from Sedona actually introduced me to it. And I thought, well, I'll just buy one and see what if. Honestly, within about 4, 5, 6 weeks, I noticed that I was sleeping like a rock and I thought I had been, but I wasn't. And I also realized that my energy level was increasing. So that was amazing. I'll just give you one little snippet, though, that did happen. I went out to get my horse one day and fell into a hole that was covered up with leaves, and there was a wasp nest in there. And this was just life-changing for me because I'm allergic to wasps. And so the wasp bore in at the back of my leg. By the time I got to the house, I thought that I was going to lose circulation. It was just so compromised. And I put the bee pad down it, and I put the bee spot on it, and within an hour, I mean, I was kind of back-to-back with it because I did not want to go to urgent care, and it receded. So the inflammation was able to go away, and I lived happily ever after. So I love Beamer, but thank you.
That's awesome. And talking about the wasp sticking it to you there, but boy, they definitely created a great testimonial for you. So the question is I'm sure that a lot of new people that are on the line today wonder, well, how do I share my testimonial? It's very simple. On your phone, there is the number one. All you need to do is push the number one, and that will bring you into our queue as I'm sitting here in front of my computer, and it will show up. And by doing so, I will be able to click on it and open up the microphone, and you will be able to share your compliant testimonial. So while we're waiting for people to figure out, gosh, do I want to really share or not, just know this, that what is normal for you, and maybe you may think of it as being insignificant, could mean the world to somebody else, and it could definitely change their life, or it could spark that little fire in somebody else's mind going, you know what, I have a friend that has that, and I would love to be able to share this and have them listen to this, because these shows are also recorded, and you can go back and re-listen to them and or share them with your friends, family, and clients. As long as we keep our show compliant, these are recorded. If we do have issues where there is non-compliancy involved, then the show will be removed, because Beamer is based all on facts. We do not sit here and we do not extravagate on things. We don't need to. The magic of the Beamer is increasing that blood flow down to that cellular level, and it is truly the magic of our bodies and what our bodies are capable of doing that is the most miraculous thing I have ever seen. And as I'd mentioned earlier, I've been a paramedic for over 30 years. I've been on over 30,000 patients in my career. And it seemed like all I did was watch people continue to get sicker and sicker, to where on several of them, I would eventually be going to their residence and pronouncing them dead out in the field. That's what I did not sign up into medicine for. I always wanted to help people and to help them get better. And after seeing what Beamer did for me, and then I wanted to be able to share that with other individuals. And the stories just continue to evolve. Every single day, there's something that I am blessed with that I can look back at and be able to share with somebody. And we had a wonderful speaker at our last convention, Kendra Hall. And she shared her book and her experiences as being a storyteller. And as they say, facts tell, but stories sell. And when you can just share from your heart what the Beamer has done for you, other people are going to go, gosh, I would like to have that too. And the more Beamers we can get out there to people, the more stories, the more lives we're changing. And not only for that, but even for horses. And I know, Sandra, you mentioned that you currently have horses, or what's your status there?
Yeah, I've been a horse person basically all my life. I have one right now. Benita passed away. She was kind of an older horse. But what I love about Beamer and horses is that, you know, the old saying, horses don't lie, true. And they drop right down into totally relaxed parasympathetic mode in a very short amount of time. And it's just so good to see that. I mean, I don't know if anyone saw the microcirculation that Dr. Klopp brought to the convention a few years ago, but it was monumental to see the change in the microcirculation of the horse for the first time ever. And I just, you know, I just love it. I'm so grateful to have it. In fact, my new Beamer Vet comes in today. I just bought the version 3, so I'm excited.
You are going to love it. Now, normally on Thursdays is when we do talk about the horse unit, but I wanted to bring that up that you have the experience in both areas there, Sandra. So that is wonderful because, like you mentioned, animals do not know placebos. It either works or it doesn't. And it just, it provides that more justification that this science really does work. So with that, folks, we would love to hear from you. All you need to do is press 1 on your phone, and that will open up the line so that we can bring you on board. And we would love to be able to hear your testimonial. It could be just a short little item as far as it improved my sleep or the discomfort I had and my foot's gone. Whatever it is, please, we would love you to share, because otherwise you're going to be stuck with me talking the whole day. And I tell you what, my dad didn't nickname Gab nothing. Okay? So we do. Go ahead, Sandra.
I was just going to say, you know, waiting for people to get in line, and I know there's not quite a rush yet, but why don't you tell them about Saturday? Just remind them.
That's exactly where I was headed. Girl, a great mind,
oh,
think
good,
alike.
Good.
There's a reason to keep you up with me. So this Saturday, guys, is going to be monumental for Beamer. And I really mean that literally, because Beamer is going to be announcing all the new products that they're going to be bringing to bear for us. They're going to be announcing all the new specials that they're going to have for the first quarter of the year. You will hear from our CEO, Albert Bach. He is amazing, and what an amazing leader he has been. You are also going to be able to hear from John Villasenor, who is head of our e-learning. You will be hearing from Dr. Burka and the science of Beamer. You will hear from Brad Horn, who is the head of our marketing department. And I tell you what, this guy, I mean, everybody has been doing an amazing job. And they are going to be announcing all the new material that they will be able to incorporate into, if you're a distributor, into your personal website to help share more easily with everybody. And so not only for distributors, but get your clients on as well and allow them to see that Beamer is just not a fly-by-night company, that this business is continuing to grow. And you need to realize, too, that over in Liechtenstein, where our home office is at, over half the building is on double lockdown, and it's all research and development. And nobody gets in there except those that are working on products that will be coming out down the road. So this isn't a situation where, okay, we've developed this, this is the way it's going to be, and this is going to be the only thing we're going to have from here on out. They're continuing to improve and develop and grow, and it is so exciting that we are just something even greater. And so to be able to share this is amazing. So I do see that we have somebody that is wanting to get in the queue, and I am clicking, and 904 area code, you are live on Blog Talk.
Hey there, this is Laurel. Thanks for letting me talk, and thanks for having this for everybody. So listening to the one guy reference Kendra reminded me of what seemingly a small story for me. So one Wednesday, I found myself doubled over and where I could barely walk, and I had something going on. I wasn't even sure if it was digestive, wherever it was. And it's my husband's day off, so usually we go to breakfast, we do, you know, errands and things. I made it barely through breakfast, came home, crawled in the ball, and said, I'm not sure if we're going to have to go to the ER. I sat there for 12 hours or laid there, fell asleep, would wake up, go back and forth to the bathroom, which is right next to my bedroom. And finally, in the middle of the night, I start getting a fever. This is just a couple months ago. And I rarely run a fever. And so after 12 hours, I finally rolled over and turned the Beamer on that was, you know, next to me the entire time. I took one elderberry lozenge because my throat was hurting. Put the Beamer across my, the B-pad across my kind of my abdomen, put the B spot on the left side on my abdomen. And then 20 minutes later, I did an 8-minute session, and 20 minutes later, my temperature dropped 2.5 points. So I never, ever, ever, my normal temperature is like 96, 97, and I was 100 and over 100 or over 101, dropped 2.5 points, and the intense discomfort that was over a 10 almost had me going to the ER, dropped down to like a 1 or 2. So the bigger question for me was, so the reason I laid there for 12 hours and every time I passed the Beamer going to the bathroom, I didn't just turn it on, is mystifying, because I've had the Beamer for a very long time. So it's a great lesson for me on using the tool that you have on a time more timely basis. And after that one, yeah, I don't skip that step anymore.
You know, Laura, that's a great point to bring up, because we are still learning what our bodies are capable of doing for themselves. And we knew in the past what we could do or couldn't do to try to alleviate different items. And so we're learning more and more that different items, it all revolves around blood flow in our systems. And it can't hurt you. Now, I do know that part of the compliancy aspect of this and in your instructions with your Beamer is elevated temperature or infections of unknown etiology is definitely contact your physician. But in this scenario, for whatever reason, this definitely helped, whether it be getting better hydration to the cells or whatever the case may be. But that's awesome. And you kind of learned that, oh, wow, okay, I sit here and suffered all this time, and it took you finally reached your breaking point. Sometimes it takes a feather, and sometimes it takes a ball bat, as my dad would say.
Exactly. So you reminded me, so thank you for the reminder, yes, about the fever. In this particular case, because it escalated so quickly, I had a feeling I knew what was going on. It was based on something I have had before that what has ended me up in the hospital. And I didn't want to go that route this time. I didn't want to go to the ER at, you know, 1 a.m. or 3 a.m. or whatever. But so that is a good reminder. I didn't have a long-lasting fever. That would definitely be something that someone wants to do. But the other thing is, when I've been reading about how the B-pad works on smooth muscle, that has been, because it works on muscle, and that has been fascinating to me. So it's been a big learning curve for me, going from, you know, the pro to the go, is learning more about our muscles and the smooth muscles, and particularly in our organs. So thanks again.
Oh, that's great, Laurel. And that's another thing, too, is the smooth muscle. So when people think that, they think, okay, smooth muscle, that's along my regular muscles. You know, where is that? Well, the category that they put Beamer into was healthy, smooth muscle stimulation. So the little itty-bitty singular cell muscles that wrap around the little microvessels that are down by the capillary beds, they contract and they expand, and they contract and expand, and that creates what's called the vasomotion that goes through your microcirculation, which is 74% of your body. That motion is kind of like milking a cow, and that is how the blood is moved through that portion of our body. So the category for the FDA that they were able to put the Beamer into was smooth muscle stimulation, and that's why being able to kind of break it down sometimes and explain to people and get it past their point, because when a normal individual that's not medically trained, when you say muscle, they think your biceps, triceps. They don't realize that there's muscles along their esophagus, in their intestinal tract, different things like that that create motion to allow our bodies to function. And so the Beamer is really working on that microcirculation and getting those itty-bitty single fibers moving. So thank you, Laura, so much for sharing. And we now have another person. We have a 208, you are live on Blog Talk. Area code 208-720. You are live on Blog
Greg,
Talk.
Greg, this is This is David Olson. I didn't mean to hit one and end up in the queue. But it's great hear you guys, and happy Tuesday. Happy New Year. How is everybody?
David,
just wonderful.
Thank
you, David.
Always
great.
Fun.
I'm just trying to think on fast on my feet right now. Do I have a testimonial?
Yeah,
nothing
of course
that
you do.
People haven't already heard ad nauseum from me already.
David, you got to remember we've got a lot of new people on board here too. So, how did you get interviewed?
Okay, quick on my feet.
Beamer,
I come from the ski. Am I still on, Greg?
Yeah. I would like to know how you got introduced to Beamer.
Well, as you know, I come from the ski industry, and after 20 years in the corporate world, I was totally burned out. My parents were going through their end-of-life journey back in my hometown, so I left my little mountain town. I came back to southeastern Idaho to help them through that. And, you know, my dad was a really healthy 89-year-old, but there wasn't anything easy about being 89. And this was 5 years ago in October. A friend called me, and his parents were going through ultra-elderly struggles, and they were responding really well to this thing called the Beamer. And that's when I couldn't believe that BMW was into healthcare too. And there was a class being offered the next weekend, an academy, that I went to. And lo and behold, Bettina Torres was there, and Joshua Burka, and Jerry Gallegos. It was both of our first academies, and I learned enough in that I realized it could really benefit my father. We had the resource. I got one into his life. I witnessed a great experience with an 89-year-old man, started using it myself. Those first 6 to 8 weeks, though, I went into it with really good health and fitness, and so I started worrying that I had got my father a placebo device because I didn't sense that I was experiencing anything. However, I had not remembered my dreams in 20 or 25 years, and within 6 to 8 weeks, I was dreaming like full technicolored dreams every night, and that astounded me. And then over the course of the next several months, you know, I was just doing lots of endurance sports and realized that I was recovering and performing similar to what I'd been doing 15 years earlier when I was in my early 40s, and that's when I was really convinced and hooked on it. And you know, it's been that way ever since. It's the gift that keeps on giving. And as Greg, you know, I mean, as an aging athlete, I mean, you go out and perform on a road bike, you know, the same as people, you know, 10, 15, 20 years younger than you. And it just, what a gift to grab back 15 or 20 years when you're an aging athlete and still be able to perform. So we're blessed. And I just wish everybody a great 2021. Let's go change lots of lives. And sorry, I accidentally hit one.
I'm not
glad
David
you did.
At all. Hey, David.
Make
what
it a great
days
day.
Are you? What days are you
What's
normally
that?
On Blog Talk? What days are
Wednesday.
You normally on Blog
Talk? Tomorrow.
Wednesday?
Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. No. So, everybody,
yes.
Make sure you log in tomorrow on Blog Talk and really give David a bad time for me. And we're going to start the year off right.
Yeah, Wednesday is whatever Wednesday, and we just try to do some kind of training topic, and then we answer whatever questions that people may have about Beamer. So thanks, you guys.
There you go.
Make it a great week.
David, thank you so much for sharing. Every single time I hear the story, it really helps motivate me that much more on what we can do to get out and share. And so one thing I want to share with people also is that sometimes a person may not feel anything for one or three times or a week or 4 weeks or maybe 6 months, but then things will start to be happening. Our bodies know what is important to them. And just because you do not recognize something going on underneath the surface, it's still going on. And do you know that the average for many disease processes, we do not start recognizing signs and symptoms until 5 to 7 years into its actual process of starting? And when I mean starting, that means at the cellular level, when that one cell all of a sudden goes, I'm not going to function properly, and now my neighbor right next to me, I'm going to make him not function properly, and then it becomes a cascade effect. And so it normally takes 5 to 7 years before we start to recognize something. So just know that using the Beamer, our bodies, and I wish I could share this photo that was shared with me, and it was the latest photo of the cell, a single cell. And instead of it just being like when many of us went to school, it's like, okay, here's the cell, here's the nucleus, here's a little mitochondria, and then the rest is fluid. Our cells looks like New York City on Times Square on New Year's Eve, on a regular New Year's Eve night. There is so much stuff going on in each individual cell. And when you can allow that cell to function at its optimum level by getting the oxygen and the nutrition in there, and like, Sandra, like I like to tell people, do you realize our cells are like little mini-me's? They all eat, they all breathe, they all poop. And if you don't get that poop out of there, that's how you're going to feel. And so when we can get that nutrition and oxygen in there and get the byproducts out of there, it's amazing what our bodies can do for themselves. So with that being said, I would love to see some more people accidentally hit the number one on their phone and be able to share. Because otherwise, once again, folks, you're going to be suffering listening to Sandra and I. So Sandra, what else would you like?
I'll tell a brief story since we don't have anyone in line right now. This happened to me the other day, and I thought it was kind of interesting. Actually went out to show a cable guy where my buckets were. He'd wanted to know where some buckets were. And I have, off my front door, I have a 2-inch ledge off of a 2-foot wall. So you have to get the visual there. So it's all stone with a 2-inch stone ledge. I was walking over to the corner to show him where the buckets were. My foot hit a stone, trapped me, and I was falling forward immediately. I mean, there was no holding back, and literally was facing the 2-inch lip stone wall, and it was going to go right in my face because I didn't even have time to get my hands up. So what I did is I sprang forward to jump over the ledge, kind of like falling off a horse, jumped over, forgetting that I had a 2-foot drop. I totally didn't remember that part. So when I fell, I mean, the man stood there in awe. I was wondering if I'd even be able to get up. I got up, and he said to me, oh, and he knows that I work with Beamer. He said, oh, my goodness, you are going to be so sore. And I said, no, they're the buckets. I'm going right in the house, and I'll get on the Beamer. And I came in and put the B pad down my shoulder, put the B spot on it, back to back again. I had no bruising. I had only maybe 5% pain. That's even if I recognized it. It was a godsend. I mean, it was just a true blessing.
Wow. You know, that reminds me of also a story, and we're not supposed to do third-party testimonials, but in 2016, when I was introduced to the Beamer on the Race Across America, known as the RAM, and it's a bicycle race that goes from Oceanside, California to Annapolis, Maryland, nonstop, and I was a support crew member for a four-man team. And I remember at one of our meetings about a week prior to the race starting, and one of the main guys that actually introduced our RAM team to Beamer Corporate, he had twisted his ankle really bad, and he was inside, and he mentioned, yeah, I twisted my ankle, and I just got done beaming it, and I can't believe now, today, how much better it feels. And that was actually my first exposure, but I remember it clearly because I was thinking, okay, whatever, he put this thing on it, I'm sorry, but being in the medical field, people don't recover that fast from things. I, whatever, you just recovered faster because you're in good shape. But then when I started putting all the other information together and I saw what it did for our riders, and then I saw the green video and I started doing my due diligence. And at that time, we did not have any of the material, sales material out there. It was just go on YouTube and see what you could find out. And that's when everything really started clicking with me. So when you're sharing the Beamer with people, make sure that you're just planting a seed and allow people to absorb the information at their rate. Think of it as everybody is a sponge. However, some people are that hardened dry sponge that's sitting next to your sink, and others are a nice pliable new sponge where the water is going to absorb right in. And everybody basically absorbs at a different rate. And so when you're sharing shows like this with different individuals, just lead from the heart and allow them to absorb at their rate and just continue sharing. I use the 2-foot rule. If somebody's within 2 feet of me, although now it's supposed to be 6 foot, I just share with them. And I just get in regular conversation and share with them because I love to find out what's going on in other people's lives. And if the opportunity presents itself, then I can share the Beamer with them and just ask them, hey, have you heard of the Beamer yet? And then when you do that, they're like, oh, what is it? Have you found that also, Sandra? Have you been able to experience that?
Yeah, I mean, I love asking the question, do you use Beamer in your practice or do you work with Beamer daily? Have you heard of Beamer? All these little questions. But, you know, in our back office, we have the mask now that says, ask me about Beamer. So I actually shared this with my team, the ones that wanted it. That was my Christmas gift this year. On the email, they had to reach back out to me. But it's a great little mask to wear in the grocery store. And just start a conversation, you know, that's all. I mean, I like to, one of my questions that I ask people do you feel like you're going to be proactive or live reactively? You know, and that makes people stop and think.
That's very true. That's awesome. Yeah, because the masks, when they came out like that, that was a great idea. And they're extremely comfortable as well. It sure beats me using a Sharpie and putting that question on my forehead. But,
I even had one of my customers recently say she wanted to help get the word out. And after she bought her Beamer, and she said, could you send me a T-shirt and put your name and phone number on it? I said, no, but I can send you a T-shirt and a mask, and then we can start conversations. So that's what I did.
That's awesome. Now, we also have we do have in our back office where you can order the lettering that you can put on your car that says, ask me about Beamer. And then for compliance, you can put your name and phone number on there, but make sure that you also put on there independent Beamer distributor. And that way... but make sure you're driving nice too, because you're going to be a representative of Beamer. So we don't want people to think that we're the crazy ones out there on the road. Always,
that's so true.
In a professional manner.
Yeah, that's what I like about the family. The Beamer family is so professional.
That's just it. And a lot of people don't understand too that we really do become family. And I actually put on every Sunday night for my team. I have a little Zoom link, and this is just for my team. But I realized that every week I do a little weekend review, and then I wanted everybody to start to get to know each other. So I brought in our OD pluses, which is Michael Barbeck and Diane Hayworth. And I developed what's called a fireside chat. And I mentioned to them that right now during COVID times, we are not able to get together in person, and we would have an academy in person. And after the academy, a lot of people gather and they'll meet in the hotel rooms, or not the rooms, but down the lobby or around the fire pit or whatever. And that's where you really start to sit down and get to know each other. And you really do become a family. And mm-hmm. that is what's so beautiful about this, is we learn so much about each other and what we all have to be able to share with each other from our different backgrounds, whether it be like with yourself, Sandra, you've got the medical background, you've got the horses. Myself, I've got the medical and the sports. We've got David on board with the endurance sports and all his business etiquette that he has tucked away between his ears there. And trust me, I know there's a lot there too, because he wears a big hat. So I know he's going to get back at me. But we have so many wonderful people that are able to share. So we've got a couple minutes left. I would love to hear a couple more testimonials from other individuals. We have 60 people that are listening today. I would think that there's just at least a couple individuals that could press the number one and be able to share a quick testimonial that just might change somebody else's life. There we go.
What would be interesting? Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, you know, okay. It'd be very interesting. So many people actually suffer from it's kind of an energy loss as they get a little older, or they actually are not sleeping well. Wouldn't it be interesting, out of all the callers that are on today, if they could just pop on and if they just said, you know, I have more energy, you know, just to let us know, hey, those are two things. That'd be great. So take it away.
There you go. That's awesome, Sandra. And that helps, because we now have 607. You are live on Blog Talk.
Well, hi there. This is Kathy Griffiths from Binghamton, New York. We just recently We just recently had 43 inches of snow last week. And let me tell you, it was all in one day. That's a lot of snow. And I kept looking out there. Normally we have kids that come to the door and, you know, can I mow you? Can I shovel your walk? Not one child came to the door. So I finally went out there and I thought, God, I gotta do this. So I beamered, pretending I'm an athlete. I put it on intensity 10, beamered, went out, shoveled, came in, beamered again on intensity 6, went back out, shoveled three times. And I have a little postage stamp property, so it wasn't a lot, but let me tell you, 43 inches is. And the next day, all my friends were like, oh, my God, I can't move. Oh, my God. I said, well, come over and beamer, because I'm not sore at all. Not at all. And I'm 63, going to be 64 in a couple of days. And I should have been not moving like all my friends were whining and crying. So that's my testimonial.
You know what, Kathy? I see another business opportunity for you here, because next time it snows, you can have the beamer go with you, and then you can go out and start shoveling all the neighbors, and they're going to wonder, what is it about her that she's able to do that? And then you can share the beamer with them. So there you go, girl.
There you go. Thank you so much for all you guys do. Lots of love to you.
Sweet.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Kathy. You have a great, great week, and hopefully we'll see you on Saturday on the big event.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All righty. So now we have another person, Sandra. We have a 207. I'm clicking, and you are live on Blog Talk.
Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you all. My name's Jeff.
Yeah, who are we talking?
I am Jeff. I live in the Lancaster County area of Pennsylvania.
Hey, Jeff.
How are we all doing?
We're great.
We are doing wonderful. Are things nice and white out in your area?
Yeah, they're quiet. Actually, I'm driving right now. I'm heading into Philadelphia, passing through. But I just want to give my testimony. I have actually got a couple of them, and one of them is real quick. Is that I haven't had, and I'm not sure if I can say this, I haven't had a cold in 3 years. I've owned my Beamer for 3.5 years now.
Nice.
So that's just one little thing. So to add on to the rhetoric of last year, in February I was diagnosed with a compromised immune system of an organ that men have, that a lot of us usually get that compromised immune problem. Well, I was diagnosed with that in February. I had that pulled in beginning of May, and within 2 weeks later, of course, after getting home from the hospital, I did one pain pill, one relief pill when I got home, and I didn't take any more after that. That was in the afternoon when I came home, and I didn't take any more after that discomfort pill. That's it. And then, so of course I started using the B-pad every 3 hours, like wearing it like a diaper. And within like 2 weeks later, I was out swinging a golf club and playing golf 3 weeks later. So I thought my recovery from having major surgery was really, I didn't really notice much at all. You know, no discomfort. I was full of energy, wanted to go back to work, but they wouldn't let me go back to work. But I felt like I could do everything that I, you know, would normally want to do. And I really have to contribute to that to having the Beamer for a couple of years before that and the use of it shortly after surgery. So that's my testimonial for today.
That's awesome, Jeff. That is what it's all about. And the one thing that you brought up about using it, and I know for myself, and it was one of those aha moments, is when somebody mentioned, yeah, when was the last time that you had a cold? And normally, every year, I would get 1 to 2 colds that would start off with like a sinus drainage, and then it would get into my throat, and then into my lungs, and I'd have to go to the doctor and get medication and different things there. And it was just inevitable of going through the cycle and allowing my body then to recover from that. And since I got my Beamer, that's no longer the case. So we have just less than a minute to go here. So, Jeff, we're going to let you go, and we're going to close up the show. But thank you so much for sharing, Jeff.
Have a great
day. We'll hope to hear you.
Again. You're welcome.
Okay. So, Sandra, I've got a quick saying here. And with that is, the goal of effective communication should be for the listener to say, me too. So when you're talking with people, have them go, wow, me too. And you know that they're listening, and you'll have a great conversation, and you should be able to share the Beamer. So, Sandra, we've got about 30 seconds left.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to you, Greg, for heading such a nice call today, and for the callers calling in. It was a great day, another great day with Beamer.
Awesome. Well, everybody, have a truly blessed week, and make sure you log into the other Beamer blog talks, and let's go out and change lives one person at a time, one barn at a time, and you will truly make this a much better world for all of us. So, everybody,